you know, be favorably disposed to them. Okay. Thank you. Any other question?
How should we balance our studies and chanting bhakti?
Yeah. That you have to make adjustment. And I will say that for the sake of studies, like when you have exams and all, and if you can't chant 16 rounds, don't worry. Like, put emphasis on your studies.
Well, important, what is more important, studies and...
Now that you are studying, your studies are important.
Because right. Guruji says that bhakti, because we are studying, so...
That will be, like say for example, like you do the studies depending upon Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Arjuna is fighting. Arjuna was not chanting in the battlefield. Right? With mala in his hand. He was chanting. He was always chanting, means he was always remembering Krishna. Because you see, there is a difference. I will say there is a difference between you and us. I left everything and become a devotee. So when I became a devotee, it was all right. Then I didn't have to worry about anything else. He also, he dropped out here from the studies. Yeah.
I finished.
You finished. Okay. So after you finish your studies, then yes, become fully involved. But then also, you know, like, not that all of you will become full-time devotees. Many of you will probably take up jobs or start your own business, career or business. So face your life. Because you see, what is important is not what we are doing, not we are chanting now. Not that is not the only important. The important thing is how we will be at the time of death. Right? So prepare yourself in such a way that at the time of death you can remember Krishna. That means try to remember Krishna in every situation. Like when you are preparing for your studies, prepare yourself depending upon Krishna. Right? On the other hand, if you say that, well, I have to finish my 16 rounds and I cannot prepare for my studies and today I have to sit for the exams, then it won't be practical. So that's what I am actually suggesting, is to be practical. If you have an exam and if you have to prepare, then, you know, in the morning you have only few hours time, and out of that few hours that you have, if you have to give 2 hours to chant to finish your 16 rounds, I will say be practical and do the needful. So guide them accordingly. Because what they are doing, they should neglect that. Let them do it properly. At the same time, and that's why, that's one of the reasons why I don't give initiation when one is studying. Because when you take initiation, you have to chant 16 rounds. Right? You take a vow to chant 16 rounds. But you have your exams. And sometimes you may not be able to chant 16 rounds. Not only 1 day, 2 days, maybe for days together. So that you don't come to a situation like that, you know, I say better you wait till you finish your studies. Of course, there are some exceptions. That's because he insisted. But otherwise, I generally ask them to wait. Because initiation can wait, but now that you are studying, say for example, if you fail, you know, it will be so unfortunate, it will be so undesirable. Your family people, your father, your parents will ask, what happened? I sent you to study and what did you do? You failed. You yourself will feel embarrassed. So we don't want you to be a situation like that. Rather, you become the best. Then your parents will be proud of you, though your friends will be proud of you, those who are around you, they'll be proud of you. So become Arjuns, right? Be the best in whatever you do.
Arjun was a Kshatriya or Brahman.
And you are a student.
No.
Right? You are a student, therefore you have to study, you know, properly. And finish your study nicely. It's only a few years. Because this is how you prepare yourself for your service to Krishna.
Well, actually, many of these boys have been chanting Sri Rams for about 1 or 2 years. Even in their exams, they are doing very well. At the same time, also maintaining 16 rounds.
Very good. That's the best. Yeah. That's the best. Like, chant, but at the same time, do well in your exams. And that will happen. Because you are depending upon Krishna, Krishna will reward you. It's better that I tell you that if you can't chant, because of the pressure of your exams, because of the pressure of your studies, you can't chant 16 rounds. Then you don't have to do it. Now on my part I tell you that if you have difficulty, then you don't have to chant 16 rounds. But on your part you chant 16 rounds. That's the perfect combination. Because that, what it will indicate? It will indicate your sincerity. That you are developing so much faith in the Holy Name that you are doing it on your own. And ultimately, of course, you know, you have to chant 16 rounds. But not only 16 rounds, ultimately you have to chant all the time, 24 hours a day. Because ultimately, we have to remember Krishna at the time of death. And we do not know when death will come. So this is how we prepare, never to forget Krishna. And the ultimate principle is that, always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the standard.